America's top military chief has accused Pakistan's spy agency, ISI, of supporting the insurgent network behind a string of attacks in Afghanistan, including the US Embassy in Kabul. In a Senate hearing, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, not only blamed the intelligence agency, but also the Pakistan government. North America correspondent Craig McMurtry is in Washington. Craig McMurtry, good morning. Was this expected, and what did the Admiral have to say?
American frustration with the Pakistani authorities, particularly over the Haqqani insurgent network, has been known for some time. But no one, certainly no one at Admiral Mike Mullen's level, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has been so public and so emphatic about the role of the ISI, Pakistan's intelligence agency, in supporting this insurgent network. In his address at the Senate hearing and taking questions, the Admiral said that the ISI had supported the Haqqani network and was therefore involved in the attack last week on the US Embassy in Kabul and indeed on other attacks in Afghanistan. He said the Haqqani network acts as a veritable arm of Pakistan's Internal Services Intelligence Agency. And as you will hear, he goes on to directly link the Pakistan government.
In choosing to use violent extremism as an instrument of policy, the government of Pakistan, and most especially the Pakistani Army and ISI, jeopardizes not only the prospect of our strategic partnership, but Pakistan's opportunity to be a respected nation with legitimate regional influence.
Admiral Mike Mullen speaking there. So, Craig McMurtry, what has been the reaction to this blunt and honest assessment from what is America's top military chief?
Well, not surprisingly, out of Pakistan, it's been rejected. Pakistan's interior minister has told the BBC that we will not allow any terrorists to operate from our area, from our side, irrespective of any country, including Afghanistan. Senators on Capitol Hill here in Washington were clearly very interested in what the Admiral had to say. They tried to press him and indeed the new Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, on what they would do about this, because there's still a lot of anger about the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan here in Washington. A lot of politicians feel that Pakistan is not doing enough to deal with insurgents in its border areas. There's the suggestion that the Pentagon might use more drone strikes to attack elements of the Haqqani network in the border areas of Pakistan, but neither Leon Panetta nor the Admiral would be drawn on specifics.
And Craig, of course, as expected, it's been rejected by Pakistan, but I suspect there's a lot of weight put on the Admiral's comments.
Well, there is a lot of weight put on the Admiral's comments because, of course, he's been around for a long time. Interestingly, he's only a month away from retiring as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the suggestion is that he feels he can be more blunt, more candid in this circumstance. But of all the people in the administration, or at least at the Pentagon, Admiral Mike Mullen has been one who's been leading the charge to reach out to the Pakistan military. He's been on many visits to that country. He has good ties to that country, and his view definitely carries weight, which is why it's surprised many observers here in Washington.
North America correspondent Craig McMurtry.